This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Leaders at the Group of Eight meeting last week in Heiligendamm, Germany, discussed issues including climate change and aid to Africa. The eight nations represent almost two-thirds of the world economy. They are Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the United States. German Chancellor Angela Merkel failed to get them all to accept a goal to limit temperature increases this century to 2 degrees Celsius. But earlier, President Bush announced a policy change. He said, "The United States will support an effort to negotiate a new agreement on climate policy before 2009. He proposed a conference of the major producers of greenhouse gases. The current agreement, the Kyoto Protocol, ends in 2012. The United States rejected it for economic reasons. The treaty requires industrial countries, but not developing ones, to reduce greenhouse gases linked to climate change. China, for example, is the second largest producer of heat-trapping gases. Experts say it could top the United States within 2 years. Last week, China released its first plan to deal with climate change. China aims to reduce energy use, but the plan does not include targets for reducing greenhouse gases. China says industrial nations were mostly responsible for the current problem as they burned unlimited amounts of oil, gas, and coal. It says asking developing countries to lower their emissions too early will hurt their development. The eight leaders agreed to consider seriously the decisions by the European Union, Canada, and Japan to cut global emissions in half by 2050. Chancellor Merkel, the current G8 president, said she was very, very satisfied with the agreement. But she noted it was a compromise. The G8 leaders also promised $60 billion in the coming years to fight HIV/AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis in Africa. The amount includes $30 billion over 5 years that President Bush has asked Congress for. But some activists criticized the G8 offer as short on details and short of promises made 2 years ago to improve African health systems. Also, at this year's meeting, the G8 established a process for high-level economic talks with Brazil, China, India, Mexico, and South Africa. The aim is to produce results within 2 years. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Bob Doe.